电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。 And this is special Sunday edition of the show. We are going to play for you some review segments of Studio Classroom. 在周日的节目当中，我们将为您播放空中英语教室的一部分复习片段，希望有助于您的英语学习。 Now let's listen to Monday's chat room part.
Welcome to this chat room. My name is Ken, and today we have Linda with us. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It is really great to be here with you all today.
So, Linda, this is a pretty interesting article, living on a boat with a family for a 3-year trip on the ocean. But I don't get where it says they have to deal with it. I thought you make a deal with someone, but here it seems to be a verb.
You're right, it is. Actually,Deal has several verb meanings, but when deal is followed by the preposition with, it means to handle whatever the noun is. Here, it's challenges to handle them successfully. Or we can also say, I can't deal with all of this work. I need help.
来看 deal 这个字，当名词用 deal 是一个交易，你可以 make a deal with 某人。但是 to deal with something 是指处理应付。如果你can't deal with 某一件事，你就是无法应付。You know, I heard this used when I was playing cards. That is what you do, right? You deal with the cards.
Right. That means you pass them out to everybody playing. And notice that there is no with in this sentence.
All right. Deal 的另外一个用法是当及物动词，表示发牌。玩牌的时候，那个庄家的工作就是 deal the cards to everyone, 发牌给大家。
Hey, Ken, I'll cut you a deal.
You will what?
I'll cut you a deal. I'll make a deal with you.
What kind of deal?
Well, I'll tell you about it after the show.
Well, now I'm really curious. 这是一个片语 cut someone a deal, 就是和某人交易。这个片语呢常常用在买卖。若是卖方 cut 买方一个 deal, 就表示他愿意给予他一个优惠或是一个好价钱。
Now let's listen to Monday's Grammar on the Go part.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's not too far from Hampton. Our article begins with the sentence, Inside the Bach home in Hampton, Virginia, it's just another late Wednesday afternoon. This is our grammar tip sentence for today. Notice the phrase, just another.It's an expression we use to describe how something is very ordinary or usual. So today's sentence just means that it's a late Wednesday afternoon like all other Wednesday afternoons with nothing special happening. Use this expression, just another, when you want to explain how someone or something is very ordinary with nothing special. For example, you find an interesting card in your mailbox, but when you open it, you realize it's just an advertisement.So you can say, this card is just another piece of junk mail. Or let's say you're trying to discourage your friend from buying an expensive and ugly painting. So you can say, it's just another ugly picture with an expensive price tag. If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, friends, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences.
Now let's listen to Monday's skate part.
Hey, what do you know about sailing?
I know a song about sailing. Sailing, sailing over the ocean waves.
What do you know about sailing?
I know some English idioms that came from sailing.
Really? Like what?
Well, like the phrase, smooth sailing. When you're on a sailboat and the water is calm, you have smooth sailing.There are no big waves or storms to upset your boat.
So smooth sailing means everything is going well?
That's right. There are no problems. Everything is going smoothly.
Oh, that's easy. What about the phrase to sail through something?
Well, when you sail through something, it means you do it quickly and easily.So, I might say, the test was really easy. I sailed through it.
Or I sailed through my homework. It only took 10 minutes.
Yes, great. Well, you learned 2 idioms about sailing today.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can sing the sailing song. Ready?
Sailing, sailing over the ocean waves.
Now let's listen to Tuesday's chat room part.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken, and today we have Linda with us. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be back again. Hey, before I forget, Ken, can you lend me a hand when we're finished here?
Can I what?
Can you help me?
Help you with what?
Well, I have a bunch of hand-me-downs for your baby.
Excuse me, a bunch of what?
A bunch of hand-me-downs, second-hand clothes or used clothing. My friend has a 2-year-old little boy who has outgrown a bunch of clothes, and she wanted to give them away, so I took them for your baby.
Oh, how nice of you.
Thank you. I brought them to work with me, so can you take them off my hands?
Take what off your hands?
The clothes. That means I would no longer be responsible for them. I would give them to you.
Oh, I get it. Of course I will. 不知道你刚刚听到了几个跟 hand 相关的片语。Lend someone a hand, 借某人一只手就是帮助某人助他一臂之力。Hand me down 是穿人家穿过的衣服，尤其是大哥大姐穿给小弟小妹穿的旧衣服，叫做 hand me down。而旧衣服可以叫做 second hand clothes, 也就是二手的衣服。Take something off someone's hands, 字面上是把某样东西从某人的手中拿掉，意思就是帮他处理掉他手中用不上的东西。
I have to hand it to you. You're a great dad.
What are you handing me? I'm so confused.
Well, okay, I don't want this to get out of hand. So, if someone says they have to hand it to you, they're complimenting you. I meant you are doing a great job as a dad.
Why, thank you. But what does get out of hand mean?
Out of control.
Oh, I see. Get out of hand 是失控。比如说 the situation got out of hand, 一个失控的状况。Handed to someone 是承认某一个人在某一方面很优秀。I've got to hand it to you, you're a hardworking student. 我必须承认你是一个用功的学生。
Now let's listen to Tuesday's skit part.
Learning idioms is smooth sailing. I can remember them all.
Oh, so you're sailing through the idioms?
Yes, I am learning them quickly. They're easy for me.
Good. Then maybe you can guess what this idiom means. Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat. If you rock a boat, it goes from side to side, and someone might fall into the water.
Or the boat might turn over.
And that would be terrible.
That's right. So don't rock the boat means don't do something that might result in something bad.
Oh, don't cause trouble. Don't rock the boat.
Don't make waves.
Don't make waves. What does that mean?
Well, think about a small boat sailing on a calm ocean.
Yes, everything is peaceful.
But if a...Big ship goes by and makes waves.
The boat bounces up and down. Oh, it's not peaceful anymore.
Right. To make waves means to make trouble.
Oh, so don't make waves.
And don't rock the boat.
Good advice.
And good idiom.
Let's sing the song. Ready?
Sailing, sailing over the ocean waves.
Now let's listen to Wednesday's chat room part.
Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken, and today we welcome Linda here for a chat today. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. Well, this is really an interesting article, isn't it? I think it would be hard to live in such tight quarters. They really do have to learn to give and take.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that. Give and take, what does that mean?
Well, to compromise or cooperate, sometimes you might have to give in.
Give in? Give what in? To whom?
To give in means to not get what you want, not to get your way, but to let the other person have what they want or get their way.
Oh, I get it. So the take part is when you get what you want and the other person gives.
That's right.
Give and take 这个片语表示互相让步。Give 表示 give in, 让步妥协。所以当一方 give, 另一方就可以 take, 得到好处。So is that the same as give or take?
Well, actually, give or take means more or less. For example, if you ask me how much something costs, I can say, oh, about $25, give or take a couple of dollars. So about $25, no more than $27, and probably no less than $23.
You know, some of these are so close. The difference was just in a word, an and or.It would be easy to give up on English.
Oh, don't give up. I would take you for a native speaker any day.
Take me for a native speaker?
I would assume you were a native English speaker if I met you on the street.
Oh, why, thank you. 我们刚刚讲到 give and take 表示互相让步。若是把 and 改成 or, give or take 意思变成差不多相差不到多少。比如说 $25, give or take a couple of dollars, 差不多25块钱最多只有2块钱的误差。Take someone for 是将某人误认为是什么人。比如说 I took him for a thief, 我以为他是个小偷。另外 give up 表示放弃。若是要表示放弃什么东西，后面再加上介系词 on. Don't give up on English. 别放弃英文。
Now let's listen to Wednesday's information part.
20 years ago, Craig Bach was a workaholic. In one 7-year stretch, Craig worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, month after month,all in an effort to reach his dream of being a success. Then, one morning, Craig woke up and realized he had 4 children and a wife he hardly knew. From that moment on, Craig decided true success would come through making his family his number one priority.
Now let's listen to one sis skit part.
Sailing, sailing over the ocean waves.
I think sailing around the world would be fun.
Maybe, but sailing takes skill. You have to know the ropes.
Know the ropes? Is that another idiom that comes from sailing?
It sure is. Sailing requires a lot of ropes. Ropes to raise the sail.
And ropes to lower the sail.
Yep. Sailors need to know how to tie knots.
And untie knots.
That's right. A good sailor knows the ropes.
So if someone knows the ropes, they have experience and skill.
Yes. If you know the ropes, you know how to do something.
Interesting. I guess a lot of idioms come from sailing.
Oh, yes. I can teach you hundreds of idioms. For example...
Hundreds of idioms? That's going overboard.
Going overboard? That means falling off a boat into the water.
The idiom going overboard means doing way too much. Teaching hundreds of idioms is going overboard. It's way too much.
Why do you say that?
These sailing idioms are making me seasick.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. No more sailing idioms. Okay, let's sing the song.
Okay.
Sailing, sailing over the ocean waves.
Now let's listen to Thursday's chat room part.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Brandon. Hello, everyone. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Brandon. Good to have you here. So, Brandon, since we're discussing American holidays today, I think we can talk about what Americans do on holidays.
That sounds like a great idea, Ken.Well, I believe that for most Americans, the thing that we like to do most is eat. Just about every holiday involves some type of feast. Summer holidays usually involve some sort of barbecue. People will go outside and grill out.
Grill out?
Yes, this involves cooking on a grill. A grill is an object that the food is cooked on, rather than using an oven inside.
Okay, are there other summer traditions in America?
Yes, during the summer, some people may take a trip to a cabin in the mountains to go fishing, or they may go to the beach for some fun in the sun. And on the 4th of July, Americans celebrate Independence Day. This is a time when people may get together for food and games, and then maybe watch a fireworks show.
美国人在夏天有许多热门的户外活动, grill out就是其中之一, grill是烤炉上的架子, grill out当作动词就是在户外烧烤, 另外也有很多人会到野外住在一个cabin小木屋里头度假。 The 4th of July, 美国的独立纪念日是一个大节日, 美国人呢也会利用这一天跟家人或朋友聚会, 很多人晚上会去watch fireworks, 看烟火。
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of action going on in the summertime, Brandon. But what about the rest of the year?
Well, in the fall, it is time for American football. Football is very popular in America, so many people are out rooting for their teams. Also, in the fall, it is a time for bonfires.
Bonfires? Is that dangerous?
Well, it could be dangerous, but these are fires that are built outside and people will cook on these fires. Sometimes people will cook hot dogs or marshmallows, especially when they are camping.
That sounds like a lot of fun. 在秋天,很多美国人都会在郊外的地方点燃 bonfire, 这是一种大型的萤火。 那这常常是为了要庆祝胜利,庆祝节日而点燃的萤火。当然这个萤火也会用来烤好吃的东西吃。Now
let's listen to Thursday's skate part.
Making decorations is fun.
Yes. Our home will look beautiful for the holidays.
We'll put up lots of decorations. We want our house to be festive.
Yeah, it will be festive. We can make posters, knickknacks, and window displays.
I'm making a lawn display, too. We can decorate indoors and outdoors.
Good idea. Our yard will be so pretty.
Decorations aren't limited to our yard. Our neighbors will decorate, too.
Oh, yeah. If everyone works together, we'll have the neighborhood effect.
Yeah. Every house on the block will have special decorations.
Hooray! I love that.
Our community can hold a contest and give prizes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and people can buy tickets and tour our neighborhood.
Yeah, we can give the money from ticket sales to charity.
Yes, we can give it to a good cause. Or keep it ourselves.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
Hooray! I can't wait until Christmas!
Christmas? Oops. I thought we were decorating for Halloween.
Now let's listen to Friday's chat room part.
Welcome to another edition of the Chat Room. I'm Brandon. We're glad that you joined us today.
And I'm Ken. Hello, everyone. So, Brandon, what would you like to chat about today?
Well, Ken, since winter is approaching, let's talk about what Americans like to do during the wintertime. And as you probably know, Ken, there is snow in many parts of America in the winter. So this means there is sledding and skiing.
Okay, I know what skiing is, but what is sledding?
This is an activity where you sit on a sled, which is a long, flat object that slides across the snow. This is more popular in the colder parts of America.
That sounds like a lot of fun, especially for kids.
Yes, children love to play in the snow. They sled, build snowmen, and have snowball fights.
在冬天，在美国一些比较寒冷会下雪的地方，人们可以去 ski 滑雪，也可以去 sled。sled 当名词是指雪橇，当动词 sledding 就是滑雪橇。除了 sledding， 小朋友在冬天也特别喜欢 build snowmen 堆雪人，或者 have snowball fights 打雪仗。Brandon, let's talk about Thanksgiving and Christmas. Could you talk to us about some of the traditions associated with those holidays?
Sure. We celebrate Thanksgiving in November. There are a few traditions that go along with this holiday. Many families get together to eat turkey and lots of other types of food. Many people spend time sharing the things that they are thankful for.Also, after eating, many people watch a football game on TV.
Okay, what about for Christmas?
Well, Christmas is a very special holiday. In America, families get together all over the country. Some families may only see each other during this time of the year. There is lots of family time and gift sharing during this time. This holiday is one of the most significant holidays that we celebrate.
Thanksgiving, 感恩节和 Christmas, 圣诞节是美国的两大节日。Thanksgiving, 顾名思义就是要感恩，感谢上帝在过去一年当中所提供的一切。而 Turkey, 火鸡是感恩节的餐桌上绝对少不了的主菜。而大多数的家庭都会在这两个节日团圆。Well, we have learned so much about holidays in America the past 2 days. Thanks for sharing, Brandon.
No problem, Ken.
Now let's listen to Friday's Grandma on the Go part.
Hello, friends. It's time for Grandma on the Go. My name is Liz, and we've been talking about how Americans enjoy making their homes look beautiful for the holidays. And with the fall holidays rolling in...Pumpkins are popular decorations, which is why I'm here at a local pumpkin farm. I'm going to pick out a couple of pumpkins for my friend, but before I do that, here's today's grammar tip sentence. We have way too many boxes of different decorations, if you ask me. Notice the phrase, if you ask me. It's an expression that just means, in my opinion. So today's sentence just means, we have way too many boxes of different decorations, in my opinion.This kind of an expression is most often used in spoken situations. For example, let's say your coworker has a habit of drinking a lot of coffee every day, but you've noticed that his behavior today is a lot more nervous than usual. So you can say, if you ask me, he has had too much coffee today. Or let's say you think that your friend's decision to not apply for a certain job was a mistake. So you can say, she should have applied for the job, if you ask me.If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine.
Now let's listen to Friday's skit part.
Our family has lots of decorations.
That's right. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Yes.We have boxes and boxes of decorations.
Why? Decorations get people in the mood to celebrate.
Woo-hoo! That's right. Sometimes we get too serious. Decorations help us to lighten up.
You can never have too many decorations.
Mm-mm. You can make them yourself or buy them on sale.
What are your favorite decorations?
For Halloween, I like scary spiders and skeletons.
Ooh, I like orange pumpkins.
For Thanksgiving, I like the wild Indians.
Oh, I like cute little turkeys.
For Christmas, I like Santa.
Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah, me too! And I like colorful Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah. strings of lights that go on and off. On and off.
Yeah, uh-huh. Dad says our electric bill goes sky high in December.
I know. I love it when he says that.
Me too. And I like candy canes and snowflakes.
And angels and Christmas trees. And
hurry up. Let's make lots of Christmas decorations.
Oh, yes. We don't have much time. When is Christmas?
Only 2 more months.
2 months? Oh, we better hurry.
Yeah.
Those were reviewing parts of Studio Classroom. Hope you find them helpful. Now we're coming to the end of this edition of English Evening. Hope you like it. And see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
酷比经济学，
欢迎来到酷比经济学。今日查点：伦敦同业拆借利率 （London Interbank Offered Rate， 简称 LIBOR）， 几家指定的英国银行之间一年之内短期资金的借贷利率就是 LIBOR， 它由英国银行家协会计算，并在每个营业日公布。 LIBOR 是目前国际间最重要和最常用的市场利率基准，全球使用量最大的是三个月和六个月的 LIBOR。
瑞士天梭表为您报时，传承经典工艺。